I'm Eric Harley with the Mid-America Trucking Show 2018 in Louisville, Kentucky. Joining us right now from Continental VDO, James McCarthy. James, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, it's good to be here, Eric.
Thank you so much for being here. And Mike Kohler is here as well. Mike, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Eric.
Let's talk about, let's talk about the topic right now in the trucking industry, right? The ELDs. All right. So we have the ELD mandate, which is in effect. And of course, the enforcement period is going to start, in fact, in just a matter of days, April 1st, right? So let's talk about that. What types of issues do you think, James, that the drivers are facing right now with their ELDs and, of course, with the enforcement, during an inspection stop? What is it you think they're up against?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty simple. It's education. DOT is still getting up to speed. We've got our drivers getting up to speed. And we're just seeing a lack of education across the board. The ELD requirements are slightly different than the AOBRD on the roadside inspection. And that's created a little bit of confusion out on the roadside.
Right. In fact, there's been some movement in that regard over, the last few days. What do we know? I guess what should drivers know about the difference between AOBRDs and the ELDs? I mean, what is it they need to know?
So it sounds like they're just using acronyms to confuse people.
Exactly right. It does.
Isn't that?
That's just a bunch of letters.
really, it's the way the software works within the units themselves, and it has to do with complying with the mandated rules and laws. You've heard about some exemptions and some different things that is required. Do we have enough time to talk about those things here today? Probably not. But what we can tell you is that there's some grandfathering going in of this AOBRD.
Okay.
Our unit is ELD compliant.
Right.
So we've done the research and the homework to get ours to the next level, which is December 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but there's a lot that more confusion that's going into this topic than probably needs to be.
Sure. And what is it that your customers, you think, are experiencing with their VDO Road Log ELD? What kind of feedback do you get at shows like this, or maybe a driver writing you with feedback?
Yeah. So I mean, where we find our team spending a lot of time is. Again, it gets back to education. These guys have been driving for a very long time, and they've been driving safely, but that doesn't necessarily mean they've been fully aligned with the mandate or the HOS hours of service rules and regulations.
Right.
So there's definitely trying to bridge that gap and get these guys to understand how the unit is interpreting their driving and how they need to look at their driving in relationship to the ELD unit.
Mm.
We get a lot of that feedback. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it automates a very manual process for them. So they should, after they get over the hurdles of any new technology, start to reap some benefits.
Yeah. Mike?
Yeah, so we coming to these shows are invaluable for us. I mean, we really get to meet face-to-face a lot of these of our customers. We use a lot of their feedback to better our product. I mean, we built this to what we believe to be the best-in-class ELD-compliant machine, and we are constantly evolving with it as well. We have updates to the software to make the HMI and the user experience better. So we really are using the feedback from our customers to help make this product better.
What are we hearing in terms of the concerns with some of the ELD apps that are out there? These are the phone-based ELD apps. What are some of the issues?
So what we've been seeing and what customers are calling our department up and kind of asking, hey, how does your system approach things differently than maybe my app? One of the things that we hear consistently, and we've done some testing in our labs, we're seeing just a maxing out of that technology. Cell phones are great technology. The smartphones have lots of capability. But to have them constantly running and constantly calculating these hours of service and what the truck's doing, doing and how it's doing it, it's really taxing these devices.
Right.
They're multi-purpose devices. They're meant to play your music and then switch over and do another task. And to have this program constantly running in the background, it's just as if you had Google Maps running.
Right.
You're driving somewhere and you're on a 10-minute trip, 20-minute trip. That thing starts to cook in your hand. And
yes.
We're starting. We've seen that in the industry with some of those technologies.
And it also deals with connectivity. So these are connecting through a Bluetooth dongle in the truck. And as you know, trying to connect to any other Bluetooth device, signals drop. The signal's not strong enough. So that's the other major complaint that we've heard on the cell phone app side, that the Bluetooth connectivity is one that is not robust enough for the heavy-duty truck market.
Which is a great point, because if that connectivity fails,
you get unassigned driving time.
Yes.
And that's hard to have a conversation about.
Yeah.
At a DOT.
Yes.
Check.
At a roadside, you can't explain that. Sorry, my Bluetooth. It's the whole, you know, the dog ate my homework thing, right?
Yeah.
But and also, I mean, I would imagine too, if it's taxing that device, you're talking about battery life, you know, being deplenished over a period of time, and I'm guessing that might be an issue.
We're seeing all kinds of things. I don't want to sound like we're just, you know, really trashing that style of device.
But drivers should know if you're
they
going.
They should know
because
what,
this is about
what the
compliance.
Hurdles are.
This
yeah.
is about compliance.
Right. Yeah.
This is not about streaming music.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a compliance device, you know, we think we've nailed it on the head. It's a standalone unit. Directly integrates into the vehicle. It becomes another gauge in the vehicle. You know, we've stood behind that approach, and we still think it's the best way to approach that.
We've also heard, you know, that the drivers are reluctant to give up their cell phone to the enforcement officers.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You know, once you give that authority away by handing them your cell phone, they may be able to see things on there other than the logs. So
right,
that's another
right.
thing when you're talking about privacy,
sure.
That you may lose a little bit using those types of systems.
Right. James, if you're going to talk to our listeners or anyone here at the Mid-America Trucking Show about video road log, your ELD, what is it that you want them to know, and why is it that they should consider video road log for their compliance needs?
Well, again, we've got 30 years plus years of experience in this realm. We are a OE supplier to all the major truck manufacturers that are sharing booth space and floor space out there at MATS with us. We understand what this solution needs to be and how to comply, you know, and we think we've got a pretty good product.
Yeah. And, of course, the brand that's been around forever. You know,
yeah,
Continental has been around just a few years.
Yeah, just a couple. Longer than I've been with the company.
Well, listen, Mike, James, thank you so much. We appreciate your time today. Great information, and we hope to talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.